Good morning. You're still listening to us. We're still here. You haven't got rid of us yet, but we're not alone anymore in the studio.
We've got a packed studio with Hill Fixate. Firstly, welcome Gina and Ben. And then beyond that, we're welcoming Askew One and Jasmine Gonzalez. Thanks so much for coming into the studio this morning, talking about Continuum, which is so beautiful.
Mm. Yes.
Cheers, thank you.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's like four of you all around the one mic. See, I joked about the barbershop quartet before, but like, it feels like, I must say.
Yes, so you have the exhibition opening tomorrow night at Fixate Gallery. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about the exhibition, whoever wants
because
to go?
Because there's so many of us, we're just going to take one word at a time.
Oh, yeah. Good, like a little, improv game. Improv. Yeah, I like it.
Yes.
It'll work out well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. All right, well. Go ahead, you know, one word at a time.
We're incredibly excited to be able to present Continuum, Jasmine and Elliot's body of work that they've produced collaboratively, along with Jaro Wasasala, a performance artist who served as the performer for the photographs that are the basis of the images, as well as Elliot's mother, Megan Humphreys, as well, who helped them with the floral arrangements and the floristry that also forms a big part of the works. It's a body of work that speaks about the experience that Jasmine and Elliot have had over the last 24 months or 20 months or so?
13 months or so, yeah, since COVID outbreak.
Yeah, basically since the COVID outbreak, being that they were based in the US for the majority. And, you know, the coping mechanism, I guess, is as you guys have told me, to deal with those challenges and those tribulations and that sense of a crumbling world. But the reality that, you know, this is all part of a larger continuum. So the body of work is both unsettling and beautiful, and I guess encourages the viewer to kind of have that sense of recognition that as dark and as deep as things go sometimes, you know, there's an endurance to our spirit.
Definitely.
Oh, that's
wow. Yeah. That was really well done.
Anything,
all right, cool. So, next song.
Wow.
That was really good. That was really good. So, yeah, we've been lucky enough to see some of these works just on the computer screen. I'm sure they are even more beautiful in real life. But they're a really interesting mix of, so correct me if I'm wrong here, but Jasmine, you took the photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Elliot came along and you kind of added in the painting aspect after that. So how'd you come up with this style of creating these works?
Well, I mean, Elliot actually, he told me that we were going to do this show and I said, okay. And he came up with the word continuum. And it was really inspirational at the time because, you know, U.S. politics and all those type of things. We had the wildfires. I lived in New York during COVID. So I was kind of wondering at that time, what's next? Also, I'm pregnant, so we're having a kid.
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. And we wanted to merge something, and since photography would probably be the best element because he works with digital, and a lot of the, when I started thinking about these things, I started thinking about seasonal changes because, you know, you start to see your life and it changes a little bit every year, so I really wanted to work with floristry, which his mom is great at, and from there, that was where I came in, and then he started to use his techniques.
Yeah, well, I do a lot of merging of like analog and digital techniques, so I like to blur the lines between the two. So I guess what I was more concerned with was kind of turning something digital into something tangible, textured, and kind of working with a layered process of like building up layers of paint, then printing onto that, then painting over. You know, you can do it in as many iterations as you want. And yeah, because Jasmine comes from a fashion background, so she's got a really good eye, you know, for obviously for placement, composition, and everything. And so she turned her interest, like, given that she couldn't work for the last year because of everything that was happening, to photography and really sort of developing that skill more and more. And I'm like her assistant, like I carry like the lights and like hold the flecky.
Hold the big reflector. I've been that one. They're like, I'm taking a photo. I'm like, I got it.
And the whole time I was doing this, I was just thinking, man, you know, like, it'd be really great to do something collaborative together, you know. the idea actually came before we realized that she was pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
But then that kind of just added another kind of layer, beautiful layer to the whole thing. So, yeah. Pretty exciting.
Fantastic.
Also, just to mention, like, Jara, who, you know, we photographed, she sort of served as the inspiration for a lot of this.
Mm.
After we saw a performance of hers at the Met in New York, she was invited to do her performance called God House. And it was Maya Nuku, who's the Oceanic, like, Collections curator there at the Met. She had invited her. And it was so insane. Like, we had never seen anything like it. It was really powerful. Like, she came out, her partner was slithering across the ground like a snake, and she was, like, riding on his back.
Oh my goodness.
And contorting her face in all these, like, really amazing ways. Mm. So Jasmine had the idea it would be really cool to photograph her because of just her range and just how unsettling, yet how beautiful, like, she can be at the same time.
Yeah.
And that was just, like, the perfect kind of, you know, metaphor for what we were trying to communicate, so.
Definitely.
There really is. It's a quite stunning range of sort of expressive performances. Mm. There's moments of repose, and then there's moments of kind of chaotic uncertainty, quite sort of dynamic contortions and things. It's you really do sort of feel quite struck by the sort of cycle of her performances that have been captured, and then added to, of course, as well by you know, the other elements that sort of play off the imagery. It's a beautiful and yet also, I think, uncomfortable kind of series that it sort of a cycle, because it does, it takes you on a journey that ultimately surrounds you in a sense.
Awesome. Well, how did, I guess, you know, two artists, you know, looking at stuff at the Met, you're in New York during COVID, how did you guys end up in the beautiful city of Otatahi, you know, displaying this work for us lucky people?
Yeah.
Ask into everyone.
Okay, well, obviously, I'm from Aotearoa. I'm from Palmerston North originally. Nice. Grew up in Tamaki Makaurau, like, for the majority of my life.
Mm.
Moved to the United States just around 5 years ago.
Mm.
After I met Jasmine, obviously, and we lived for, I was in New York with her for almost 4 years.
Oh, wow.
I came home at the start, at March last year, just to basically do some work.
Mm-hmm.
So I traveled painting murals for a living.
Yeah.
And got stuck here when the border closed. And she was stuck in New York.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
Tough.
That's tough. Once our lockdown was done and I sort of had organized that I could actually, you know, research and realize I could actually leave if I wanted to. I worked for another like month and then got enough money together. She single-handedly packed down our entire apartment in New York and got everything on a moving truck.
Wow.
And and we both flew to San Francisco and then relocated to her hometown of San Jose, California, where we've been for the last 10 months or so.
Cool.
Which has been a big change, but we've been up in the hills.
Cool.
Kind of a little isolated from people, and we see deer and snakes and coyotes and falcons and, you know, but then we had the wildfires burning just like 7 miles behind our house,
the third largest in state history. You guys had some rough luck.
And during this time, I've been just making work on paper and stuff, and just to try and keep afloat because I haven't been able to work in the States for 10 months either. You know, in that time, I've exhibited a couple of times with Fixate and developed that relationship with Jenna and Nath. So and I like their curation. I like what they're showing.
Yeah.
I like that it's down here. I've traveled here many times and painted many murals here. I always felt that connection, and it's Jasmine's first time here, so yeah.
What do you think of our beautiful city?
Other than that, it's very wet.
Other than that.
Wow. I think the weather's great. It reminds me of California. People are always amazing. Obviously, coming from the U.S., you guys are killing it.
Thank you. We try.
I love you guys are so community based. So it's really awesome to be here, and also being married to a Kiwi, it's really amazing to get to see everybody and meet all the friends and just how warm and welcoming everyone is here.
Oh, isn't that nice?
And what a lovely note to end on Fix 8 Studio and Gallery, 54 Horton Street in Sydenham. You can catch Continuum starting tomorrow, going all the way until the 3rd of July. Hell yeah. So, yes, thank you so much, all of you. Jenna, Ruben, Askew, and Jasmine, thanks so much for coming into the studio this morning.
Thank you.
Do we do our barbershop now?
Yes.
Yeah, let's get a little doo-wop, and then we'll go in.